This is UN Radio. I have here the spokesperson for the German mission to the UN, Mr. Christian Doctor. And he's going to talk to us about the resolution Right to Privacy in the Digital Age, which was presented to the Third Committee last year. But there are some changes. I would like to ask you, what has changed in this new text and why?
Well, essentially what Brazil and Germany are aiming for is to strengthen the text further, that the text that we introduced for the first time last year, and also give some direction as to how to protect the right to privacy even better in the future. And one of the new ideas, for example, is to set up what we call a special procedure. It could be a special rapporteur, for example, a person that is specifically dealing with the right to privacy and also making recommendations on how to protect it better.
You also have another points, for instance, like a special rapporteur that would be suggested to the countries. When you talk, for instance, about changes and making it better, what is the final objective or the final goal in this?
The final goal, of course, is that we reach an understanding among all countries on how to better protect the rights to privacy. And that is, of course, a task for governments, but it's also an important task, for example, for the private sector. Because when you think about the big companies, companies like Google, big internet companies, when you think how much data they have about all of us, it is important that we agree on where the boundaries are and that we all agree that technological improvement is important, but we as the people affected, the people, you know, using new technologies need to be able to set the boundaries. And that's what we are discussing here in the UN.
And we're not discussing it alone. So Germany has the support or is in partnership with Brazil. How is this cooperation with Brazil and why Brazil?
Well, first of all, Brazil is a very, very important and good partner, and our partnership this year has been very close and very useful on that issue. I think Germany and Brazil share very similar views when it comes to the protection of privacy, also the protection of the freedom of expression. And those are the issues at stake when we look at mass surveillance and those practices that we want to rein in with this resolution. So Brazil is committed, as Germany, to protect these human rights. And in that sense, it's a natural partnership, I would say. And of course, it's not only Brazil and Germany, but last year, the resolution has been co-sponsored by over 50 countries. And this year, even before we started negotiating, already 25 countries came on board and said, yes, we want to support this resolution.
How and when is this going to be voted?
Well, it's a very, very diverse group of countries supporting us. They're European countries, they're Latin American countries, also countries from other continents. And that's in a way the beauty of this initiative and also the big chance we have here at the UN that we discuss such an issue really at a global level, because it affects people all over the world. Everyone who uses the internet, everyone who makes phone calls basically asks himself the question, you know, what happens to my data and how is it protected? And therefore we have a very broad support. This initiative is not directed against any country specifically or against any group of countries. But what we want is to reach an understanding with all countries on what does the right to privacy mean in the digital age? And where do we have to set some boundaries to this very, very rapid technological development that we are seeing? In that sense, we're reaching out to everyone. And of course, we hope that, like last year, this year again, the resolution will be adopted by consensus. And the date we're looking at right now is right before Thanksgiving, meaning the last week of November, where we will put this resolution on the table for adoption in the Third Committee, that's the Human Rights Committee of the United Nations.